That's right, Nita. In a move that could impact on your access to cutting-edge medical treatments from Israel, the National Executive of the Health Services Union is set to consider supporting the boycott, divestment and sanctions campaign against the Jewish state. Now, one branch of the union has already voted to back it, and two union leaders have described this HSU motion supporting BDS as anti-Semitic, misguided, ignorant and, quite frankly, mad. Now, the motion was passed by the HSU's number 4 branch in Victoria, which represents medical scientists, psychologists, pharmacists and dietitians. Now, Nita, Israeli-developed health technology products are vitally important for patients. They include MRI units, CT scanners, ultrasound machines, cardiac medical devices, drugs used for a multitude of purposes, such as cancer therapies, cardiac therapies, and autoimmune therapy, as well as for treating conditions such as AIDS and HIV, liver disease, emphysema, epilepsy, and Parkinson's disease. This is an outrageous motion. You can read more about it in this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News.
And talking about boycott, there are firms that allegedly boycotting Israel indirectly. I think the AJN has been reporting about it. And I'm talking about an Australian firm that refused to transfer money to Israel for an Australian businessman.
That's right, and this company has apologized after a Jewish Australian businessman was told he could not send money to an educational institution in Israel due to its involvement with the IDF. Now, the businessman, who has an account with World First, asked the company to transfer money to Bina because his daughter is studying there. However, a First World dealer responded to say, "Apologies, but my compliance team has informed me that we won't be able to pay this beneficiary due to its involvement with the IDF." The businessman said he was shocked by the response. He said that he's from Israel, he served in the IDF, and for them to paint it like a terrorist organization made him feel very bad. He said that he felt discriminated against because they made the IDF seem like it's not genuine. World First's chief operating officer, Paul Basson, told the Jewish News that the money transfer wasn't rejected because of the link to the IDF. He said that this particular client was operating a corporate account and their compliance team identified that it was a deviation from his profile, according to Paul Basson.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, I was very disturbed to find out that gravestones of diggers were covered with swastikas and anti-Semitic graffiti. Can you tell us exactly where it happened and what is the latest about it?
Nita, this all took place on the New South Wales south coast at the Nowra War Cemetery, where swastikas were drawn onto the backs of 9 headstones. Now, these were not Jewish graves. They were drawn onto the back of 9 headstones, as I said, and they also found the words "Die Jews." This attack has outraged the Jewish community. It comes only a couple of weeks, Nitsa, after swastikas were found at Bondi Beach. 15 swastikas were drawn at Bondi Beach earlier this month, and now this attack. Vic Aladev, the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, said that the graffiti is offensive to all Australians, particularly those who fought the Nazis, those who survived the Holocaust, and members of the Jewish community. He said that it's very concerning that there is a handful of bigots out there who feel the need to engage in such despicable conduct. Now, police are investigating the matter. Walt Secord, who is the New South Wales Parliamentary Friends of Israel deputy chair, said that this attack seems to have been carried out by more than simple vandals and was a clearly calculated, racially motivated hate crime aimed to cause maximum offence.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, 6 Jewish volunteers from Hatzalah helped to save the lives of 2 Indonesian Muslim teenagers that nearly drowned in Bondi Beach last week.
Hatzalah received the triple O call that patients weren't breathing and assisted straight away. They assist everyone regardless of religion, race or gender, and they're proud that they were able to help the teenagers that were plucked from the surf. Now, the 2 16-year-olds were part of a group of 7 students visiting Sydney. Hatzalah was, of course, established in New South Wales in 2006. In 2014, it became one of the first communal and volunteer-based organizations to formally work with paramedics. It was recognized by the New South Wales Health System as an acceptable first responder and response to triple O calls when its volunteers are closest to the scene of an incident.
Evan, there is a new headmaster for Keter Torah College.
That's right, and he's a familiar face. Roy Steinman is coming home. The former Moriah College principal is set to leave Melbourne after a decade and return to Sydney to take the helm of Kesatora College. He said that Melbourne is a wonderful city with an incredible Jewish community, but at the same time, he knows and loves Sydney and has very fond memories of the 10 years he spent at Moriah. Now, he'll face a tough task as there are competing pressures from some camps within Kesatora College to solidify or weaken its Chabad ethos. He said that every school presents unique strengths and challenges and that Sydney needs a religious school and Kesatora is the only one, so it has to fulfill its destiny and its mission in catering with first-class education. But it is in a unique position. Now, Steinman will see out the rest of 2016 at Yavna College before moving to Sydney over the end of year break, where he will take over from acting principal Samuel Gurewitz.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. I'd like to discuss some sports with you. We were all interested in the Olympic Games, and now we can be very interested in the Paralympic Games because Adam Kellerman is going to compete and may bring home gold.
That's right, Nitsa. Heading to Rio to compete is never an easy feat, but heading to Rio to compete as Australia's number one ranked player in wheelchair tennis can make you feel like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders. Now, for Adam Kellerman, his dreams of becoming a Paralympic medalist is on the horizon. He says that he'd love to walk away with a medal, but there's a point at which you have to let go of that and focus on performing your best. Now, with the top 38 gaining direct entry into the Paralympics, Kellerman has had a promising lead-up to the tournament, winning both the Czech Open and Brazil tournament in 2015. We wish him all the very best to Adam Kellerman, who's ready to strike at the Paralympic Games.
Evan, before I let you go, I just would like to mention that Gene Wilder passed away last week.
Nitsa, most people remember Gene Wilder as a great comic actor, but a Melbourne woman, Elaine Berkowitz, saw another side of the late star. She dated him. And we have an exclusive interview with Elaine Berkowitz, who remembered Gene Wilder as a wonderful man. She said that he was a genuinely beautiful human being as well as a truly marvelous actor. You can read our interview with her in full on page 8 of this week's Australian Jewish News.
Oh, I just love this movie, the Western comedy, The Frisco Kid. I think everybody remembers that. Even the younger generation watched it again and again.
Nita, my personal favorite, it's the movie that I grew up with, Willy Wonka. I watched it hundreds of times, and I'll never forget that movie, and he's incredible.
Of course,
incredible.
I watched
acting
it with my children, Willy Wonka. Oh, he was unbelievable. Yeah. Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you very much.